The U.S. Supreme Court, in a broadly worded opinion, has struck down as unconstitutional a federal law banning so-called virtual pornography, that is, sexually explicit material involving images that appear to be real children, but are not. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The law at issue was Congress's most recent effort to outlaw indecent expression about children, expression that does not meet the test of obscenity and thus would otherwise be perfectly legal. Enacted in 1996, the law makes it a crime to manufacture, market, or distribute any visual image that appears to be or conveys the impression of a minor engaging in sexually explicit conduct. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled by a vote of 6-3 that the statute violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech by criminalizing legitimate speech by and for adults. The court said it would not back away from the line it drew 20 years ago when it permitted the banning of kiddie porn in the name of protecting the children used in the pornography's production. But here, the court said, there are no children being used and hence there's no crime. Writing for the court majority in sweeping terms, Justice Anthony Kennedy said the law enacted in 1996 had clearly violated the First Amendment guarantee of free speech by prohibiting the visual depiction of an idea. That idea, said Kennedy, the idea of teenagers engaging in sexual activity, is a fact of modern society and has been a theme of art and literature throughout the ages, from Shakespeare's portrayal of Romeo and his 13-year-old lover Juliet to the Academy Award-winning movies Traffic and American Beauty. And make no mistake about it, Kennedy said, the 1996 law, by its terms, not only would ban those movies, it would also ban Renaissance paintings and medical texts, all of which convey the idea of teenage sexuality. The right to think, said Kennedy, is the beginning of freedom. And speech, even when it's offensive to many, must be protected from the government, because speech is the beginning of thought. Reaction to the High Court decision was swift and furious, starting with Attorney General John Ashcroft.
This morning, the United States Supreme Court made our ability to prosecute those who produce and possess child pornography immeasurably more difficult.
The Center for Missing and Exploited Children called the decision a license for pedophiles. The Center for Law and Justice called it a green light for child pornographers. And Attorney General Ashcroft said he will try to rewrite the law.
I am committed to working with the Congress to develop strong measures to fight child pornography that will survive judicial scrutiny.
But most involved in this issue said it will be next to impossible for Ashcroft to deliver on that promise. Floyd Abrams is a First Amendment specialist.
The core of the court's opinion is that it's really not real kids running around.
And then there are no real children to protect from exploitation. Miriam Moore is a legal policy analyst with the Conservative Family Research Council.
I think it would be difficult for Congress to craft a law that will satisfy the Supreme Court, who seems to find value in these materials.
And Jay Sekulow represented 18 members of Congress in a brief urging the Supreme Court to uphold the 1996 law.
Right now, this statute is dead. I think the Supreme Court missed a major opportunity to close a loophole.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.